Good morning slash afternoon. This is Mr. T from CBN Media. We're going to start doing this podcast, sort of podcast type thing, where we'll show you the breaking news and share with you all the stuff that's going on that you may have missed scrolling through our hundreds of posts. Our team, Mr. K, Mr. G, and Mr. N, of course, work overtime. We were up till who knows when last night. As day broke in New York, day broke in Israel, excuse me. And we're going to start providing these daily podcasts, daily recordings to share with you all the news you may have missed out on while you were sleeping, or just if you're not scrolling CBN all day, which I don't blame you, then you'll get all your news right here in a short format. So today is June 13th, and this is the first edition of the CBN Media, CBN Unfiltered podcast. So, of course, the big news is that Israel launched a massive attack on Iran to deter the Iranians from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Recently, the Trump administration has outwardly in public saying they're negotiating with the Iranians to reduce their nuclear program or get rid of their nuclear program, whatever it is. The Iranians, of course, don't want to do that. They've been committed to destroying Israel and developing a nuclear weapon for as long as we've all been alive, as long as it's existed since the 1979 Islamic Revolution takeover of Iran. So this is just my opinion. This is just Mr. T over here saying, but I don't think that the Trump administration was actually negotiating with them to see if they would come to some sort of terms. President Trump has called the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal that President Obama signed, the worst deal throughout his entire political career. He's been saying it for 10 years. So I think this is all just to catch the Iranians a little bit by surprise, because while the attack did seem imminent from Israel, there was some, I guess, hope or outside hope that maybe President Trump was turning his back on Israel and he would sort of try to sign some diplomatic deal with them. But I think that was all just a ruse. And the president has said today, Dana Bash reporting from CNN, that he's happy with the strike, and Iran could have made a deal, but they didn't. It makes them look bad. He could have wrong-footed them. And just historically, President Trump has always been very pro-Israel. He supports them fighting terrorists, and pretty much everyone understands that Israel's doing the whole world a favor right now, getting rid of these terrorists. Yeah, you have sort of a internal fight on the Republican side of the aisle with the isolationist wing, the hawkish and the dovish type foreign policy. And sure, you'll see some people that say, no, we're against bombing. Bombing is bad. But there's really not much to say about that. What is your point exactly? Is that really a policy position, or are you just sitting there and yelling at the clouds? So it seems that this definitely went forward with the Americans knowing about it. Donald Trump was projecting that he knew this was coming basically the past few days, and it seems to be a rousing success. So anyway, what actually happened over here in Israel? So what's happened was in the middle of the night, last night, so I guess it was Friday, you know, for us, but Thursday night for us, Israel launched an operation called Operation Rising Lion. Benjamin Netanyahu was at the Kosel earlier in the day, and he wrote a note, and you could see it in CBN over there. They quoted a pasuk, verse, or whatever you want to call it, whoever's listening to this. No one calls it a verse in yeshiva, but okay. Quoted a pasuk that we're like rising lions, and that's kind of how he does it. Anyway, so there were 200 fighter jets that went across over 100 sites in Iran. They went for all their nuclear facilities, bombed them, went into Tehran, and knocked down some buildings. And it was a very advanced operation that went after some of the major generals and scientists that are part of Iran's nuclear program. So one of them is Hassan Salami. Yes, his last name is Salami. He's the commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC. And we had a joke there in CBN that, you know, this is just the beginning with Salami. But, you know, when the Khalavi comes next, you know, they have to wait 6 hours. But little do they know, the Dutch only wait 1 hour. I made a joke and accidentally, you know, typed in there, made a mistake that Sephardim wait that long. And then everyone started messaging me that, no, the Sephardim are the ones that are more machmir. They wait 6 hours. The Dutch are the ones that wait an hour. Okay, it's a joke. Sorry about that. Anyway, there's also a Mohammed Bagheri, who's a chief of staff of Iran's armed forces. He was killed in the operation as well. And tons of nuclear scientists, six of them, actually, at least six. We don't know exactly how many. That would be Mohammed Mehdi Tehrani. And for Yodin Abbasi, I don't know how to pronounce these names, whatever they are, they're 6 feet under now. Okay, so that was a big part of the operation. Mossad was probably involved in some of that. There's Mossad all over Iran. They're really everywhere. And like they have with the Pedro operation in Lebanon, they said there was an interview in 60 Minutes back then where Leslie Stahl asks, "Well, what's going on?" He says, "Don't worry, we're on to the next thing already." And this seems to be what it was. Hillel Fold mentioned on X that this he heard from some people this operation was being planned for 20 years. Okay, you know, that's amazing if true. You know, that's a pretty long time to keep a secret, but you know, the Mossad is pretty impressive what they can pull off. Okay, the other big target in this operation was the main nuclear facility at Natanz. That's where they're developing or attempting to develop their nuclear weapons. So just to keep you up to date with how this works, in order to develop a nuclear weapon, you have to have enriched uranium. And Iran has not been able to do that yet, but they're trying to manufacture it and trying to develop it. And they haven't quite gotten there yet. And that's what Israel's afraid of, that if they're you sort of hit a point of no return where it becomes easy to develop a nuclear weapon in a sense. And once Iran has a nuclear weapon, then all bets are off. They can deter all kinds of their adversaries out in the Middle West and then the Middle East. They can threaten Israel, of course, wipe off the face of the earth. They've been pretty out there saying they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And it would keep the Iranian regime around for as long as we could see. One of the reasons that North Korea is able to withstand it, for example, North Korea is able to stay there, even though it's completely, poverty stricken and there's no development there. And really, South Korea would at this point, or the Americans would be able to just walk in and level the place, is because they have nuclear weapons. That's deterrent. Maybe if they have nothing to lose, they'll use nuclear weapons. So that's why Israel stepped in over here. They can't let that happen, because either Iran's going to use the nuclear weapons in Israel, wipe them off the face of the earth, which is their primary concern, or secondarily, it'll just keep them around forever and this threat will always be looming over them. And that's not a risk that Israel's worth taking on. While the bombing was going on, Israel announced a state of emergency. People were hiding out and going to their bomb shelters. We don't really know exactly what's going on lately with that, where everyone is going into Shabbos, but we'll keep you updated in CBN. The reaction from the White House, from President Trump, interesting. For the most part, you know, it seemed like Donald Trump was saying that it went well and it was good, and that, you know, it's Israel's fight and we'll support them in their fight, but we're not involved. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the same thing, that the U.S. is not involved in the attack, but Iran better not attack any U.S. Troops in the area because they'll feel the pain from that. And that makes a lot of sense. That actually is part of the reason I'm saying this, just again, my opinion, that the Trump administration is obviously involved in this in some sense, because they put on the veneer of diplomacy with the Iranians. So that way, if Iran wants to strike back and they accidentally hit one of the Americans, or if they just do because they're, you know, crazy terrorists, that's going to be a provocation and say, look, we're the ones that want to make peace and you're the out of control crazy ones, the Iranians. So that would make a lot of sense if that were the strategy over here. Okay, that is the first edition of the CBN. I don't want to call it a daily update yet. It goes out every day, but we'll see. This daily update was sponsored by no one yet. So if you want to sponsor one, this is a great place to put your ad. We'll read your ad at the beginning of the podcast. Maybe, you know, two or three ads throughout. We'll see how it goes. And also, we will be starting a weekly email list. We're supposed to send a weekly email update. We were supposed to send it out earlier. Didn't get it out because it's a little complicated with our email service provider. The way it works, want to double check that CBN's legit. So we're good there. We'll post that link later today. And like always, feel free to send us your hot takes or your opinions. And of course, you know that failed joke with the Sfardim waiting 1 hour. Sfardim do not wait 1 hour for Milchiks between after Fleishiks to have Milchiks. We posted an article about that as well. So have a great Shabbos. We'll see you next time.